The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Wednesday, hump day, 17th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Oh, I might turn me down a little bit. Gosh, my earphones.
Yeah, we've been up. We're pushed up there, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a national day today.
Yeah, just looking it up, and it looks like we have.
Is this a surprise every morning when I ask
know,
you
like,
this?
Hello.
You go, well, I'm looking it up.
It's National Apple Dumpling Day.
Whoa. Mm. Apple Dumpling.
Constitution Day and Citizenship Day.
Oh, okay. Important.
Professional House Cleaners Day.
Oh, somebody that we appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you like the Monte Crisco sandwich.
Oh. I'm not
I didn't
sure
even know. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's powdered sugar on it.
There is.
Okay.
Ham and cheese.
Okay.
It's like a premier version. Okay. You know, the higher end.
All right. Okay. Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody. Looking forward to it. Scott Seaton is in the house, and we're going to be talking about the 2025-2026 North State Symphony season and other things. Good morning.
Morning.
We're going to go to the weather right now, though. 98 today. They're calling it a hot day. It doesn't feel like it going out so far. But that's going to be our high for the week. We have an overnight low temperature calling for about 69. Tomorrow calls for around 96. Mostly cloudy Thursday night with our overnight lows of 66. Now, on Friday, it looks like we could have a slight chance of showers. That looks like that might be happening around 11, if that does happen, 86. So we go down around 10 degrees by Friday, partly sunny. Am I the only one, or am I like, I'm longing for turtlenecks. I can't find them anywhere unless I go online. And, of course, I like to shop not online. I want to be able to shop where I can,
Why don't you go in your closet?
Well, probably go up in the attic and pull everything out.
Yeah, why don't you go to your closet?
I might be surprised. Anyway, so we do that bag that you suck them up, you know, with the air, and we put all our winter stuff up in the attic. Anyway,
yeah, it's been up there several years. It's like wearing new stuff.
That's true. Probably it's a good idea. But anyway, so Friday night looks like we're going to have a chance of shower, 67. Then we go bump back up on Saturday to about a 90, and then Sunday, 94. So, you know, really reasonable weather and ahead of us. And the weather, each and every time we read it, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they always strive to help out the veterans and seniors and you to try to get to those hard-to places. Now we just want to say, as we're getting into the winter months, not yet, but all of a sudden, if it piles on us quickly, we want to make sure that you take care of your gas and propane needs. Make sure that those propane tanks are not leaking and they're good. And Shasta Gas will do that, 365-3793.
With us is Scott Seaton, the conductor of the North State Symphony.
Oh, we don't have to say it like that.
Maestro. Oh.
No, he is the man with the stick.
It's called something else.
Baton.
Hey. Yeah.
I knew it was something.
Come on, Carl. Don't be so knuckle dragging.
I think it was the man with the lightsaber, the mini lightsaber, because you move that baton and people react. So, I mean, I kind of think of you as like the Luke Skywalker of symphonies. No. Huh? Is it too early in the morning for me to be doing that?
No.
It's just corny.
It's funny. I was thinking about composers we have on this concert coming up, and one of them, Felix Mendelssohn, who was beloved in England back in the early 1800s, was one of the first conductors to use a baton
Okay.
And it was made of this really thick ivory, had a really heavy leather ending, and it was just like a weight, just like knocking the orchestra down. And that image became, and then they started dressing up with like the bow ties, and that image became synonymous with like wizard. And so in England, you know, as they were getting to things like, you know, Dracula, and so there's this image of Dracula like commanding like werewolves and things, like, oh,
okay,
wizards, batons, conduct, it's all related in my mind.
I love that. I love that. Well, it's a visual, and it's big, and it's, you will follow me like Dracula. Look into my eyes.
Ooh, okay.
Well, speaking of which, okay, we've got a couple things, very exciting things.
The season has started.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Or it is starting.
Yeah.
In,
all
like,
right. Okay. Talk
about today, Wednesday. Starting in 2 days.
Okay. So you've got Mendelssohn's. Let's talk about the season and let's all the good things happen.
Sure. 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 So we're kicking off with Mendelssohn Scottish this weekend, and what is exciting about this one is we're adding a concert. We're doing a concert in Red Bluff. And we do concerts in Red Bluff on occasion, but they're usually like holiday concerts or youth concerts. This is the first time that we've done like one of the big Masterworks concerts in Red Bluff. So that's exciting for us. We're kicking off in Red Bluff on Friday, going to Reading on Saturday, and then Chico on Sunday. And, this first set is called Mendelssohn Scottish, and, several pieces that are, have like various inspirations. Mendelssohn took a walking tour on through like England and Scotland, and wrote some of his most iconic pieces, including there's this piece about a giant cave called Hebrides, and this music is now timeless. It's every orchestra everywhere plays it, and then also he took a tour of the Holyrood Palace, the palace where Mary the Queen of Scots was did her coronation and things, and really did a lot of her business and stuff, and he was so inspired by what he saw, and this was 1829 when this happened. He saw like vines growing up the walls in the corners, just like the what time had done, the effects of time on this place. And you and I, when we go to places, we travel, we write, you know, some of us write down things in a journal, like, oh, this is, I enjoyed right. this. Right. I ate the apple pie. It was nice. Mendelssohn, he actually sketched one of the themes in the symphony, the very first sounds you hear. And that was what he did. And then he put it away. And then a decade later, he revisited it and completed the symphony. And that's the symphony you're going to hear. So it sort of captures Scotland, the landscapes, the music, the weather. I mean, it's all in this symphony. It starts off very dark, mysterious, brooding, and it has this incredible architecture to it, and then ends with this unexpected, joyous, like, declamation. And it's a fantastic little work that I didn't know very well, and I'm excited to bring it to the North States.
Fantastic.
Well, when you walk through the moors uh-huh. in Scotland, I was walking through there one day.
So you've been there, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been there.
Edinburgh. Well, and you could, so I can understand this because, yep. I mean, the wind's blowing, mm-hmm. it's kind of overcast, and I run into this lady walking, and she goes, oh, what a wonderful day! And I'm like looking around, you know, thinking to myself, this is a wonderful day. Well, you know, the weather in Scotland is, I mean, it makes it for tough people. Let mm-hmm. me put it that way. So I can understand that. I mean, you know, seeing this and the brooding and that. And then, but when the sun does shine and come out, whoa, I mean, it's right. just absolutely beautiful in the country.
Right. It really makes you appreciate those moments
yeah.
of sunshine.
It does. No, I find this easy to understand.
And also, what I found out is the other piece I talked about. When he wrote about Fingal's Cave, he had to get to the cave, and that water is not, you know,
no.
nice water to traverse.
No.
And so he took the boat, and he got seasick along the way, and then he got there, like, oh. But he was a young lad. He was like 20 years old when he did all this. So
my goodness. Wow. And that's what's so wonderful about going to witness and experience the North State Symphony is that Scott will give you history before an explanation of what maybe perhaps the composer
right.
was thinking or
right.
what they were experiencing. So this is what's so captivating with this experience.
Right, right. So so we have Mendelssohn Symphony, which, you know, is ending the concert. Beginning the concert, I wanted something light and sort of festive and comedic. So we're doing an overture by Rossini. And I always love talking about this type of music because maybe you and I, like our generations, we go back to like Saturday morning cartoons when we were kids, and like all this stuff is permeating all of those cartoons, and Rossini and his 39 operas, all of those overtures, and you think about Bugs Bunny singing, like this is it.
Well, I tell you what, let's finish that on the other side of this break.
Sure, absolutely.
And because what you just, because I remember the Bugs Bunny would do that, this opera thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so, okay. All right. We're here with Scott Seaton, the leader, the conductor, the maestro of the North State Symphony, and symphony season is getting ready to start in a couple of days. So, we're going to, talk about the other work. That's also going to be, you're also going to hear this week. We'll be right back.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or Low Mulch Mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular Fir Walk-On Bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even Road Base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauch Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at LauchLandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Well, Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, summer's over, but vacation time's not. No, name. Holiday Harbor is offering a specials for the month of October, 15% off your rentals. And if you mention us, Carl or Linda and KCNR, you get an additional 10% off. They're renting houseboats from now through the end of October. Imagine this. Cool in the morning. It's not crowded out there.
Sleeping,
hearing nature. Take the kids out on a Friday and spend Friday and Saturday. Come back on a Sunday. I mean, this
my favorite
is
time to
the
go
perfect,
out.
Yeah, this is the perfect time
late
of the
September,
year.
Late September, October.
If you haven't been on the lake now, this is a great time to do it. And we are, in fact, going to do that. So, Holiday Harbor, you can reach them at 530-238-2383 or go to, let me get this back a second, lakeshasta.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. We're here with Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of the North State Symphony, and we talked about one of the works by Mendelssohn, which is a little darker because he's writing about Scotland, and Scotland is just dark. Okay.
But it starts off with your Italian.
No,
like
we
were talking.
It starts off. That's where it finishes. But we start off with Rossini,
yeah.
Who is a man of great mirth.
Yeah, Rossini. Did a lot when he was really young, much like Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn died very young as well. He was only 38. I mean, they just didn't live very long.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be as they burn out. They were burning the candle at three ends, you might say.
Well, in his case, he had just written this giant work, Elijah. He thought that Europe and England especially needed this new moral compass. So he wrote this massive, massive work based on Elijah. And I think many sources say like that just took everything out of him. And he died a couple years later.
Wow.
He was just so exhausted. Yeah. But Rossini.
Totally exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Rossini wrote so many operas when he was young. And we're going to start off with the overture to Italian in Algiers, which is one of those comedic operas, has a crazy story. This woman gets like shipwrecked somewhere and she has to like outsmart her captors. Anyway, it's delightfully classical. Let's say that because it's got that, you know, the light air of like, we're talking about Saturday morning cartoons.
Right.
Yeah, like you can just picture one of those characters like just playfully and mockingly singing one of those tunes from Rossini or something like that. And, you know, it's a very light work. It's got a lot of energy in the orchestra. It's very symmetrical. It's, and it just gets faster and bigger, in the 7 minutes that it isn't in existence. So there's that. It's a lot of fun. Always a delight to bring one of those early sort of, works that inspired so much of our culture. We have a very more serious work in the middle of the program by Richard Strauss. And so the other two pieces were, you know, inspired and written by composers in their 20s. Richard Strauss wrote this piece, the duet concertino, for clarinet and bassoon when he was 80 plus years old. So he was in his 80s and, near the end of his life. He was going to live a couple more years, I think.
So he paced himself.
Did he write
his whole life?
Yeah, he did. He wrote basically right up until his death. And, he wrote so many things, lots of tone poems. You know, we think one of the big ones that Strauss wrote was also Sprach Zarathustra, the bum, 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 bum.
Oh, yeah.
That's Strauss.
Wow.
Think of, 2001 Space
Odyssey?
Right,
yeah, right.
That's all Strauss. He was one of the first big movie composers, if you think about it. And
these are the kind of things you're going to hear.
Right. We love that.
When you show up at 6, and Scott's going to come out.
6:30.
Show up at 6:30. Scott's going to be out there. And he's going to talk about the composers and what they wrote, but things you would never know you learned during this conversation, and it is a conversation that Scott has with the audience, and you get to meet the
soloists,
the soloists that are going to be there. But you would never know this, you know, that he wrote the opening score for 2001. This guy, when he was in his, you know, I don't know when it was, but was still writing into his 80s.
And maybe he didn't write it for 2001.
No,
maybe they stole it a
maybe
little bit.
Right. They could have. Who knows? But maybe he was just looking in the future.
Right.
But the thing is you don't just show up for the beautiful symphony because you're going to enjoy that. Get there at 6:30. And listen to what Scott has to say. It just makes everything so much better.
Now, that's happening this weekend, and you can actually, they've added another day, and that's September 19th. That's Red Bluff.
Yeah, Red Bluff.
And then Redding after that, September 20th and September 21st in Chico. So those are three nights in a row. If you don't mind, let's move forward because there's something exciting. I know that fall is right here.
Yep.
We're talking about turtleneck weather. But
almost there.
But Frankenstein, what a brilliant idea. Give us a visual of what is happening October 25th in Reading and October 26th in Chico.
Sure. Well, we're obviously doing something different. We have not done a movie with live music before. So this will be an experiment for us. We're also going to see, you know, how our audience is like. We hope it's actually, I mean, I have an inkling that it's going to be a pretty good turnout because I was walking around the grocery store the other day and some person, I had no idea who it was, like, oh, Scott Sedin, Frankenstein, can't wait.
Now let me ask you something.
So tell me about this. I'm totally in the dark.
Yeah.
Sure. So we're going to do, we're going to have on the screen the original 1931 Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
And if you think about it, well, there wasn't music written for that. Well,
was there?
No, there wasn't. And in the early 2000s, a composer conductor by the name of Michael Shapiro wrote the 70-minute score to Frankenstein. So this is a new edition, and you know, I think it's great because if you listen to the music, the snippets that are online, it really augments everything that's happening on screen. And so, like, you know, all the tensions, the dissonances, the dark and brooding atmosphere, it's all there in the score, and it's going to be just a great time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And what day is that?
Leading up to Halloween. Yeah,
Halloween. October 25th. We'll be in Reading at 7:30. And October 26th in Chico at 2 p.m.
So it's we should still be there at 6:30.
Film
right?
with live soundtrack.
There actually will be a pre-talk for that. So I'm going to talk through the movie, the score as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never even realized, because I have seen that movie, gosh, you know, you can't escape the original Frankenstein probably a dozen times in my
life.
It's
alive!
I can't wait to hear the part where he's with the little girl and see what kind of music that is.
Sure.
And then the next scene is the pool of water. I mean, it was handled very well.
Yeah.
But in meeting with the old man, I think it could even be better though if it was, you know,
with the music,
with
just
Gene,
to take you on
the one with Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
No, this just sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And,
Great idea.
Okay, but for this weekend, we're talking Saturday at the Cascade.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office and northstatesymphony.org.
Okay, now before we take a quick break, one more that's happening next year. There's a whole season, so you want to go and see the season, buy the season. For heaven's sake, buy the season. Billy the Kid, Carl. They're going to do Billy the Kid night. Symphony, which is January 31st in Chico, February 1st in Reading, next year.
Yep. That's our first concert in the spring. And it's the music of Aaron Copland. So, you know, Aaron Copland is one of those iconic American household composer names. He wrote, you know, the music to Rodeo. You know, if you think of the Beef commercial back in the 90s, bum ba da dum da 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 bum 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 Beef. It's What's for Dinner. That was Aaron Copland. So, you know, the Appalachian Spring, which is also very popular, and Billy the Kid, which was my first introduction to Aaron Copland. When I was in high school marching band, we actually marched Billy the Kid and had like, cause there's a gun battle scene in it. And so you have these antiphonal percussion sections, which are just throwing throwing, you know, so it's a lot of fun. And the way that he scores the orchestra, you know, representing everything from that battle to, like, you know, cowboys around a fire, you know, with the folk tunes and folk songs and things, and you know, the spaciousness of the Wild West. So that's the, you know, it's going to be a fun concert.
You will be back before then.
Oh, yeah,
of course. Absolutely.
But our big thing here is our concert season starts this weekend. It's going to be Saturday at the Cascade. You can get your tickets. Get them from the Cascade.
Yeah,
or
go to North
from
State
the North
Symphony.
State Symphony. And get there at 6:30. It starts at
7:30.
And so Scott's out there for a half hour, 40 minutes. And then you settle back in. You got your popcorn and your water. And then the concert starts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
It's great.
Always a pleasure.
Great
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's always, you know what? We've been doing this for 10 years with you.
We always talk about what do you do, like, you know, birthday celebrations, anniversaries, Christmas is coming up. What do you do? Well, you know, the gift that keeps giving is our memories that are really, like, impactful. So a family pass or a season tickets to North State Symphony is a perfect, how wonderful to get that in a present.
Plus you save money. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the Patriot Guard Riders joining us, and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
All gave some. Some gave all.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, some gave all. And we're going to be talking to Bob Prosser here in a second about that. But this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody is better at repairing windshields than Jeff Horst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and he fixes it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. I call him the windshield whisperer. Don't take a chance. If you're not sure, why don't you come on down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. For an appointment, cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, he can fix them all. He takes them into his climate-controlled garage, and he ensures that you are never going to have to worry about that chip or crack again. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a better-known business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. We're here with Bob Prosser from the Patriot Guard Riders. And if for people who don't know what the Patriot Guard Riders are, Bob, can you tell them?
Well, the Patriot Guard Riders / Shasta Veterans Escort, we escort our fallen veterans out to the cemetery at Igo, the Veterans Cemetery. It's Northern California. It's a state cemetery. State Veterans Cemetery, as opposed to a federal cemetery, which is like down in Dixon and I think Santanella.
Uh-huh.
So this is a state cemetery.
How long has the Patriot Guard Riders been around?
Oh, since 2005. Jeff Brown started it back in Kansas when the Westboro Baptist Church was picketing military funerals.
So it was the strangest thing. This is a cult church, and this guy would come in front, you know, come to the funerals of military and first responders and say horrendous things. They're burning in hell now. I mean, and it wasn't just him. He had his followers, men, women, children out there. And you've never heard hate like you heard from these people from the Westboro Baptist Church. And like you said, he started that to put up a flag line between the families in this group of crazies.
Putting it mildly, crazies, not the sharpest group of down. And it was very, very offensive what they were doing to the families. You know, they're grieving the loss of a loved one, a son or a daughter, mother, father, whoever it was, a veteran. And then to be belittling them, and it would all start out because the military was accepting gays in the military.
And that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, but they stretched it out. I remember being on a flag line when it was honoring those 12 firefighters that were killed in that plane wreck.
Yeah.
And we put a line across the road between us and them, and I was just, that was the first time I've been standing across from them and to hear what they were saying. And I mean, 12-year-old girls saying these things, and you're looking at their moms, and you're looking at these girls, and you're thinking, are you going to grow up to be like your mama? Well, you know, you're getting trained right now.
I hope not.
Yeah. Anyway. But he's passed.
Yes, he
and
has.
And Westboro's kind of like...
They've caught on the sideline now.
Yeah.
In fact, the Patriot Guard Riders actually asked them if they'd like a military escort to his cemetery.
They didn't say
they declined.
This escort is comprised of what?
You don't have to be a veteran, but the majority of us are veterans. Some of us are retired law enforcement. You don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to ride a motorcycle. All you have to do is have honor and respect for our fallen veterans. The mortuaries, say Alan and Dahl or whoever it is, calls me up and requests escort, and most of us ride motorcycles. Uh-huh. And then I'll contact the family, and we'll discuss the procedure, and we'll meet at a given location, and we'll have put our American flags up. And the guys that have multiple flag standards on there, they'll put up the branch of service, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be flying the flags, and we will go out to IGO and through wherever we are going out to the cemetery, and we'll stand a flag line out there. If they don't have pallbearers, we provide pallbearers for them. And we take care of everything. It's just the family in their grieving time.
And there's a gentleman that has a vehicle that with a kind of a with the trailer that's set up to carry a coffin.
Yes, it'll carry a coffin or an urn.
Or an urn.
Yeah, it's a 34 Ford, and it's all decked out. It's a show car. And Fred, his name is Fred Loveland, and people ask for that. And I have to call Fred to make sure he's available, you know, doesn't have a doctor's appointment or whatever, or make sure the car is running.
Make sure the car is running. How do people get a hold of you, Bob, if they want something like this, an escort and the mortuary hasn't taken care of it?
All the mortuaries have my phone number.
Okay.
IGO, the Veterans Cemetery, has my phone number. And that's one of the things that the mortuaries now, they ask when someone comes in to take care of their loved one, is he a veteran? Is she a veteran? And if they say yes, well, would you like the Patriot Guard riders to provide an escort? And it's up to the families.
It doesn't cost anything.
No, it's absolutely no cost whatsoever. We are a 501c3, but everything we do is voluntary.
Right.
We do not request or ask for donations or anything like that.
And there have been some huge processions over the years, huge processions. And others are maybe, I don't know, 8 to 10 bikes. And
yeah, we have, when John Severson, one of our members, when he sends out the notice, I think there's 237 people that get notified of each one of these events.
Yeah.
Because we have to notify Caltrans, the Highway Patrol, and all the law enforcement agencies that we travel through their jurisdiction, mm-hmm. letting them know the date, the time, and the route that we're taking to go there.
Sure. And the Patriot Guard riders have taken trips from Reading all the way to Arlington.
Yes. Well, that was the Missing in America project. But the PGR was involved also. But we left, it was May 21st, 2009. And then we drove across. We had a Medal of Honor and 2 Silver Stars that we took to Arlington. We interred them on we left May the 21st. We interred them on May the 29th.
Yeah, we rode the first part through Reno with the group. So what you do is truly appreciated by the veterans and our community. And when people see it, you can't be more touched. Then you said, final thoughts here, Bob.
Well, we're always looking for new members.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get in touch with me there, as I say, you don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to ride a motorcycle. But we're looking for veterans or for members.
Yeah.
And there's a vetting process. We want to make sure that you're, upright citizen. You have to be, pure as the wind driven snow. But we want to make sure that you're. There's not a problem or anything like that. We accept almost everybody.
And you can either drive a vehicle or you can drive meet out there, I guess, at IGO and hold the flags and to do something like this. And you all, about how many times a week do you all run?
Well, it varies.
Right.
And we do about 125 escorts a year.
Okay, 125 a year.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not every day, though. You'll go through, go through streaks.
Sometimes,
sure.
We've got to see yesterday, the 19th, the 25th, the 26th, the 29th, that what are scheduled already, and then we're already into October. And then we're going to do the remembrance ride on October the 10th for Big Bike Week.
Okay. Yeah, and that's a ride here in our local area.
Yes.
Go out. Bob, thank you so much for what you do.
All right. And, it's my honor.
It's much appreciated.
Thank you, Earl.
Yeah. So, again, how do people get a hold of you?
My phone number is 530-472-3350.
And you have a Facebook page.
and well, we're on Facebook, but we don't have a specific.
Oh, you don't?
That says Facebook, but if you just go into Google and just type in PatriotGuardWriters.org, you'll get the national website,
uh-huh.
And then you can sign up through there. There are no dues, and it's all voluntary, and you can sign up for that. And then I'm the assistant state captain for Northern California. There's six regions in California,
mm-hmm.
And the state captain is in San Diego, I believe it is. And we just... We're always looking for new members.
Okay.
Because not me, but some of them are getting older.
Not you. No. Bud listens to the show all the time.
Yes,
Tail Gunner Bud. Okay. Well, thanks again, Bob. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, Lynn.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, their radiological department is up and running full time. CT scans, they've got it all there. And you don't have the wait you do, isn't it? I mean, you've been told you need to get an x-ray. And it's going to take weeks to do it. Not at Shasta Regional Medical Center's radiology department. Some people are getting in there the same day, the next day, and then you get the readout within 24 hours. This is quite a boon to people here in town trying to get the MRIs, CTs, and just regular x-rays. Learn more at Shasta Regional Medical Center, ShastaRegional.com. And we'll be right back.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Started singing, bye, bye, Miss American.
Thank you. 7:49 in the morning, and we're going to talk about free speech in this segment before we bring in a very interesting guest that's going to be talking about cold case files. And this portion of the show is brought to you, of course, our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. I've been like longing to get in there lately. 2225 Hilltop Drive.
I've noticed that you've been kind of jonesing for seeing Rebecca and Henry.
Well, you know, they'll clean your jewelry. They'll, you know, fix watches that, you know, of course, when our time change is going to be happening, we want to make sure that, you know, our clocks or our watches are working. And if you have, you know, fun watches, those batteries don't last long, so you got to go in and get them changed. So they'll do that kind of thing and check your prongs, especially you've been doing outside gardening or, you know, whipping it up, doing outside activities. You know, you hit your rings and, you know, that can loosen up a stone and you look down and all of a sudden it's gone. They do wonderful, jewelry repair, the only full service jewelry store in Reading where they will take apart a watch and clean it from scratch. They're amazing. That's Four Winds Jewelry. So last night, I know after this whole thing, we're going to talk about it. I don't, you know, the whole thing with Charlie Kirk and the, when we were coming back from Pendleton, Oregon, we had a long, long drive and we listened again. It would have been very much like when we drove back in June. When we listened, it was after, in June, we drove back from Albuquerque and it was after the debate with Trump and Biden. And we listened and listened and listened for hours. I don't know, 12, 24 hours for days.
It wasn't that long.
Oh, it was.
Oh, when we came back from New Mexico.
We drove for days and we listened to three different channels. So driving to Pendleton and back, of course, while we were in Pendleton, we got the news from our daughter. She was, you know, really hugely upset, rightfully so, our kids.
I did not realize that, you know, that they were that, you know, that they were going to be that impacted by Charlie Kirk's death.
Yeah.
The thing is that I will say that on that trip back, you could have listened to Fox, CNN, or MSNBC, and it was all the same.
For the first couple of days.
I mean, it was, you know, shock, you know, they were shocked by the death. There was nothing negative being said. And I thought how that was refreshing to be able to listen to MSNBC and CNN, who have a tendency to, be a little more left-leaning, as we know. But
it didn't last long, though.
Well, yeah, that's changed since then. However, they did they've done this study that I've seen referenced. So I looked it up. That researchers from the Network Contagion Research Institute and Rutgers University Social Perception Lab teamed up on a recent intelligence report on the issue of the assassination culture, which Charlie Kirk had mentioned months before he was killed. And they said that arsons targeting Tesla cars and the idea of killing billionaires has become a meme aesthetic for political violence, especially among the far left. Political violence targeting Donald Trump and Elon Musk is becoming increasingly normalized, researchers warned, citing the attempt on Trump's life during the campaign. Following July 13, 2024, attempted assassination of President Trump, tolerance and even advocacy for political violence appears to have surged, especially among political left-leaning segments of the population. And I remember the polls they took, is it okay to kill somebody for political reasons? And 47% said, yeah, oh, really? And they're talking about our country. That is kind of scary. That there's people out there like this.
Take a life for an opinion.
That this man in, this 22-year-old man in Utah, if you start listening to what he was writing, he just hated him. And here's his chance. And he was going to take it. And you know what he was worried about? That he couldn't get the rifle back to his dad because it was his grandfather's rifle.
It's just interesting.
It was interesting to read what he was concerned about that. Not that he had just killed somebody, but he needed to get that rifle back and, back to his father so he wouldn't know. And then his dad asked, where's the rifle? And he said, I didn't take the phone call because his dad saw the photo of the rifle and he knew right away.
Well, there's so much that we, you know, kind of went down the hole last night and watched the fall of Nepal and,
over the weekend.
England
yeah.
and the, just all of it stuff. But meanwhile, let's do a little, tribute to, Robert Redford. He made his mark in Hollywood films such as All the President's Men, Barefoot in the Park, and Butch Cassidy and His Sundance Kid. The lifelong environmentalist and philanthropist was also committed to sparking change, protecting the earth, and supporting up-and-coming filmmakers. I'm an actor by trade, he says, but I'm an activist by nature, somebody who's always believed that we must find the balance between what we develop for our survival and what we preserve. Redford said in his address to the UN General Assembly's high-level meeting on climate change in 2015. In 2002, he received an honorary Academy Award. He was a Kennedy Center honoree in 2005 and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2016. The accolades celebrated on a screen for performance and his contributions beyond Tinseltown. So he, of course, was a big lover of nature. He says, at some point I divided my life in between two greatest interests, which were art and nature. I grew up respecting nature because what happened to Los Angeles. It was a city as a child during the end of the Second World War that I loved, and it was a beautiful city, and the air was clean. And then what happened after the war was suddenly there were these skyscrapers and pollution, and there were freeways. He discovered the Sierra Nevadas, went to work at Yosemite National Park. And when that happened, I was introduced to the beauty of raw nature. And you saw that very much with his films. That he loved to be with animals, and
well,
with
he made numerous films that were just huge box office. Sundance Kid, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, The Sting. The Natural, one of my favorites, but also Jeremiah Johnson, which I found extremely, extremely entertaining movie that I can watch I've watched it two, three, probably four times at least. That one. He's made, he was one of the last of really of the old time stars. You know, Newman and him, George C. Scott, Marlon Brando, back from all from that time frame when Hollywood was somewhat different than it is now. But he was an activist, and he wasn't afraid to put it out there. The other thing too is he started the Sundance Film Festival, which has led to many directors, famous directors now, that had their first works there, Tarantino, several others. So now there's a question about what's going to be happening with the Sundance Film Festival. They're moving it out of Park, Utah, which has been there forever. They're moving it someplace else. So.
We'll follow that along, but rest in peace. He was just iconic.
Yeah. Hey, Dolores, sorry we didn't get to you, but we've run out of time. You can give us a call, tomorrow. If you like, we have the Sheriff's Department is going to join us right after the break here. They're looking at Discord. If you don't know what Discord is, it's a online, messaging, social media thing. That has hundreds of millions of users, and it appears that the assassin of Charlie Kirk said on this Discord chat that he said, "Hey guys, I've got bad news for you. It was me at UVU yesterday. I'm sorry for all of this." He put it out on this Discord channel or this Discord. And he was a member of a group there. So now the FBI is now talking to all the members of that group to say, did he say anything beforehand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, at least he's alive, the shooter. They can talk to him. And when did you radicalize? What was it that flipped you from the I'm not going to ever listen to this guy, and he's crazy, and I think he spreads hate, too. I'm going to kill him.
Crawling, planning it.
Planning it.
And then scratching out. And what about the roommate? The roommate did not see him scratching or whatever was on the bullets, didn't say, what is that?
Was his roommate saw it.
But what does that mean? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, and so there's a
question.
What
does that mean? I mean, I would ask you.
Yeah.
If you're outside cleaning some of your stuff, I say, well, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm inscribing things on my, I'm inscribing things on these bullets. And
I just.
It's a little strange. Right, you gotta run. We'll be right back after the news with the Sheriff's Department.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This morning, following yesterday's contentious hearing in the Senate, Patel crossed swords with Democrats Adam Schiff and Cory Booker. Today, Patel is before lawmakers in the House. Authorities have detained the suspected driver of a vehicle that rammed the gate of the FBI's Pittsburgh field office early today, tossing an American flag over the gate before taking off.
The FBI says they consider the incident a targeted attack. No one was hurt. Assistant Special Agent Christopher Giordano told reporters in Pittsburgh that the car appeared to have some sort of message on one of the side windows and that the man was no stranger to the FBI. Giordano said he did come here to the FBI field office a few weeks ago to make a complaint that didn't make a whole lot of sense. I'm Julie Walker.
Windsor Castle, a focus of today's historic state visit to England by President Trump and the First Lady. Correspondent Danica Kirka says they've been welcomed to the royal estate by King Charles and Queen Camilla.
The state banquet on Wednesday night promises to be an absolute unforgettable affair for the 160 people who are going to be lucky enough to sit around a huge mahogany table the size of half of American football field to get a chance to see pomp and ceremony at its very best. There'll be tiaras, there'll be diamonds, there'll be decorations.
Tomorrow, President Trump gets down to business. He'll meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at Chequers. Aggravated murder among the charges lodged against the accused assassin of Charlie Kirk. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson could be sentenced to death if he's convicted. In court yesterday, prosecutors spelled out the evidence they have collected so far. On Wall Street, the Dow trading more than 200 points higher, the Nasdaq down 100. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
An electric vehicle maker is breaking ground for a new plant amid a somewhat weaker marketplace.
Rivian believes its vehicles are superior, and company leaders are expressing confidence they'll succeed even without environmental and tax incentives. The California-based company has yet to turn a profit, and as of September 30th, electric vehicle buyers will no longer qualify for a $7,500 tax credit. Still, Rivian's going ahead with a groundbreaking for a $5 billion electric vehicle plant in Georgia, adding to its current production plant in Illinois. I'm Ben Thomas.
Aid workers managed to save thousands of priceless archaeological artifacts in Gaza from destruction last week after Israel targeted a warehouse where they were being stored. The Israeli military says Hamas had used the building for intelligence gathering. It contained items from over 25 years of excavations, including from a 4th century Byzantine monastery. Townhall.com. It's a major recall at Costco.
The company is recalling bottles of store brand Prosecco because they could shatter without warning. Costco says the recall affects Kirkland Signature Prosecco Valdobbiadene purchased between April 25th and August 26th. Bottles were sold in stores in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Costco is sending letters to affected customers. Jason Walker reporting.
Israeli troops, along with tanks, have been pushing deeper into Gaza City. It marks the second day of the Israeli ground offensive against Hamas. Civilians who did not or who could not heed previous warnings from Israel to evacuate are now doing so in large numbers. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Okay, I thought you were going to play something else. Okay, hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, the massive downtown studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Today, the 17th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by, at the top of the hour, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's there with his finger on the trigger.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. We had like four or five things.
Yeah,
know.
We do.
Monte Cristo sandwiches, yes. Which nobody is. I've never known anybody that's eaten one.
Well, no, but I remember it. I used to be on the menu, just like a dip, yeah. Just like a French dip. You'd have a Monte Cristo on the sandwich.
Yeah, aren't
on
they?
Menu.
Don't you? Aren't they covered with like eggs or something?
No,
you know,
they're covered
raw
with
eggs.
No, they're covered with
I know, powdered
sugar.
But I thought you kind of fried them in the eggs.
Well, you're not going to look it up. Meanwhile, let me give you the weather. Hot today with the temperatures around 98. Doesn't feel hot to me, but overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow calls for 96 and mostly cloudy tomorrow night. But then on Friday and Friday night, looks like we might have a slight chance of showers. The temperature is going down around 10 degrees. 86 will be high on Friday. And overnight lows on Friday night around 67. Saturday, 90, clear skies. And then again on Sunday, 94. That's kind of a quick little forecast. Monday, it looks like we may have a little chance of showers Monday and Tuesday. So, anyway.
You know how I
can. Nice little forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated by the Kinney family, where they always give seniors and veterans discounts, and they are a veteran-owned company as well. 365-3793.
You can tell when the weather's changing, it's cooling, because you watch the horses out at the stable. They act differently.
Feisty.
Oh, my gosh. They're out there
feisty.
Bucking and
yep.
You know, bucking and running around because they're feeling great.
Uh-huh.
So you can kind of tell that
yeah,
way, too.
Definitely.
We are here with Sergeant Robert Richardson from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. And we've just been having a great time during the break talking about what he does. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But tell us a little bit about you, Sergeant.
Yeah, so my name's Robert Richardson. I was raised here in Shasta County.
Where'd you go to high school?
Foothill.
Okay.
Foothill High School.
I know. We always got to get that out there.
Yeah. So graduated from Foothill in 2010. Started at Weed PD, I think, in 2013-14 when I was 20 years old. It was
Weed.
Fun. Weed PD, yes, sir.
Yeah, where are you at? I am a policeman in Weed,
yeah,
California.
Hey.
You know what? Come on. I mean, it's
a great
it's,
place to be.
The patches are like coveted. Like anywhere
I
go, the patches.
Weed is pretty cool, okay?
Yeah, I can, you know, you gotta, you know. It's funny, really.
It is, yeah.
And had a great time in Weed.
Central, and then the entrance to so many different various areas.
It's beautiful up there.
Yeah, I had really, like, big dreams of going up to the ski park and skiing my whole winter, but the entire time we were in the middle of that drought, so the entire time I was up there, it didn't snow.
Oh, man.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, my gosh. How would you like to be the ski, have the concession up there, and there's no snow? The only thing you can do is maybe hope mountain bikers come up. But then it's cold.
Yeah, it was just cold. Yeah, cold. That's my entire time. It was just cold and then so windy that the rain would come down sideways on you. But I really enjoyed the town. It was a small town, so about 3,000 people. Really enjoyed the town. Really enjoyed the people up there. But I started when I was 20 years old, so I couldn't even, like, federally own a handgun.
Couldn't buy a beer.
I could go into the bar and do a bar check.
Having a 7-Up there, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, you want your Shirley Temple there, officer?
Yeah, but literally couldn't drink a beer and couldn't legally own a handgun federally. So I could carry it on duty, but not technically when I got home. And so it was a strange time. So I started when I was about 20 up there. About 2 years later, I actually transferred down to the Anderson Police Department, worked there for about 8 years, did miscellaneous assignments there. I was the SRO over at Anderson High for about 3-4 years. I really enjoyed that assignment.
School resource officer is so important in many ways, not just for security, but you become kind of a confidant. And you become kind of a member of the student body in a way, don't you?
Absolutely. And I thought my biggest goal, one of my biggest priorities wasn't the safety of the kids. Obviously, that was up there. But it was more, I think for me, it was more like trying to educate our students, trying to get our students included with local government, what their police officers do for them, how to stay safe at school, outside of school. And just being that realistic voice to them of what, like, real life is once you leave the high school.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the students expect something, a certain demeanor from a teacher. And you get this, you know, okay, teacher's going to tell me this. But you get somebody there that's kind of outside that, you know, that teaching realm who's standing there. It's a position of authority. I mean, it's never mistake that. But it's willing to talk about, you know, well, what's right and what's wrong. I mean, this is not legal. This can get you in trouble. Making a decision when you're 15 could have an impact on the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And, and what I found was talking to these kids, they more, they took my advice because I treated them kind of like adults. People fall into this trap of treating them like kids and talking to them like
talking
kids.
Talking down to them.
And so what I would do is I'd go in there and just talk to them like an adult, and they seemed to react well to that. But it was also a great position for me, because as cops, we kind of get this, we fall into this trap where 90% of the time we're dealing with 10% of the population, and they're a difficult percent to deal with. So we get kind of jaded. So it was a really good chance for me to step outside of that 10% and deal with the normal folk that we serve, protect and serve. And so getting that understanding and bring myself back to reality of, hey, there are really good people out here. There are really good.
Well, you know what? That's a very important point you just brought up, Sergeant. Because you deal with the dregs of society much of the time, switching it, the mindset from that to somebody that you've pulled over, let's say for a traffic stop, the only time they're ever going to really talk to a policeman is when they get pulled over for a traffic stop.
Yeah.
And making it, you know, to, you can call it customer service, you can call it whatever you want, that you can go from just putting, you know, something that's been just not nice and then deal with John Q. Public.
Yeah.
And make the experience that, you know, if you get a ticket, it's not great, but you can make it pleasant, you know, as far as your interaction. And that must be tough.
Yeah, it's you know, you're right. The really the only time we deal with the normal folk and the people that we we serve is when they're not having a great day.
Yeah,
you know, they're
a crime's been committed.
Yeah, their car got broken into or so on and so forth. And so we're actually lucky to have the community that we do here, the community that supports us, and that will talk to us. But being able to step outside of just the enforcement role and going into the school's role was certainly impactful
great.
For me.
Yeah. Okay, so then you were at Anderson, and then what?
Then I transferred, and the year is passing by me now, but...
You look, by the way, he looks like he's still, like, what, 25?
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean...
the stress hasn't hit me totally yet, I guess.
Yet. But there'll be a day, and all of a sudden you wake up, and there's lines all over your face.
But I don't want you guys... We don't want you to go anywhere, because we are going to be talking to Sergeant Robert Richardson about cold case.
Because this is the cold case guy. He is the CSI...
Not the cold case, but cold cases.
Cold cases, but he's the CSI of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Doo-doo.
Okay, do you have that?
Are we talking about the
CSI, the CSI theme.
The CSI theme? I have CSI Miami.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Well, still, we'll do doo-doo.
Or you can play.
Or I have the.
Okay, play that one now.
I have the Law and Order.
Yep.
There we go.
Let's go.
Which one do we want me to hear?
Anyone.
The first, the camel.
The camel?
Oh, the camel's hump day.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going hump day right now?
No. All
right.
No, you can do it anytime you want.
No.
I didn't realize that this was going to be difficult. Just play a CSI. Just CSI. There you go. We'll be right back.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Is that Law and Order?
This is Law and Order.
This is Law and
this
Order.
This is Law and Order, yes.
Okay.
Got it. That's it. Ba-dum. That's what
okay.
I knew it was.
Got it. Okay. Hey, if you're wondering about what you're going to do on November 10th, let me tell you. It's the 250th United States Marine Corps birthday, and we are going to celebrate that at Wind River. It's going to begin at 5 p.m. It's over before 10 at the Wind River Event Center, and the tickets are $40, which includes dinner, military ceremony, history, pomp, circumstances, open to all branches of the military and our civilian friends. The pipe and drums will be there.
So
we've got a guest speaker who has just got an incredible background.
Ooh, love it.
That's going to be joining us. We're flying him in. It's going to be a great time. But you need to start getting your tickets because we have to limit it to 350 people. That's all they can put in there. So the way you get your tickets, you go to eventbrite.com, Reading, and you can choose your table and seating. Like I said, the tickets are $40 a piece. You know, then Eventbrite adds, I don't know, $4 on. But we're going to be closing the reservations down right at the beginning of November. And you may say, oh, I've got time. Well, you don't, because last time I looked, there's already like 18, 20 tables already spoken for.
Okay.
So it doesn't leave a lot more there. So we'd really like you to have to come. And we are giving away a challenge coin, a commemoration coin that we had built, that we've built for this one event, that has not only the Marine Corps birthday on one side, but it also has Shasta Marines on the other with Mount Shasta and the Sundial Bridge on it. It's a beautiful coin, and everybody that attends will get one of these coins. So go to Eventbrite and sign up for it. Get your table. Get your friends. There's 10 to a table. So we are here with Sergeant Robert Richardson from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And you were at Anderson, but then you went someplace else?
The Sheriff's Office, yeah.
Then you went to the Sheriff's Office. So you've been there for?
About 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what is your job over there?
Currently, my job is I am a sergeant, and I oversee basically the Sheriff's Office ID lab. So essentially what that is, it has two parts. So the first part is any time a deputy, a detective, or anyone gets a case or gets a call for service and evidence is generated from that, whether that be fingerprints, a Coke can, or, you know, stolen property, that has to go somewhere. And it's an extremely important part of any law enforcement agency is maintaining what we call that chain of custody. So from the moment that deputy arrives on scene, picks up that piece of evidence, that evidence is tracked. So it's tracked of where it goes, who opens it, who touches it. That part or that facet of the ID lab is essentially we intake all of the evidence that comes in from all of the cases in Shasta County. Once that gets intaked, we store it. We have to store it in properly. So we have to maintain obviously what DNA may be on it, or what fingerprints may be on it, and then we have to keep track of that. And that could, depending on the crime, that could be hundreds of years,
hundreds of years,
or forever. Yeah, yeah. Or forever. Like sometimes we have pieces of evidence that have been there for an extremely long period of time. And like, for example, like a homicide or a murder, the statute of limitations is never up on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not solved or anything like that, like we maintain that evidence, indefinitely.
So you may have stuff in there that's 70, 80, 90 years old.
Or longer.
Yeah, as long as the sheriff's office has been there.
And that.
Do you ever go back and look at it? I mean, some of the old stuff's to say, wow.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of old things in there. I don't go back and look at it, because part of that is, again, if I open it up and take a look at it, I have to log why I opened it up, because that chain of custody is important once it goes to court.
Is everything computerized now, so that you know that this thing that was found 60 years ago, it's on shelf 12, room 2 or something
like
that?
Yeah, so it's computerized now, but part of that is it went from, you know, obviously handwritten stuff,
uh-huh,
to we went to a computer system, then we went to a new computer system, and we went to a new computer system. So there's some difficulty there between the conversions of data, but we've working all the time to work out those bugs and kinks of that new computer system.
Uh-huh.
I think for the most part we got it locked down.
Well, okay. So that's one part of it.
Yes.
Keeping track of it. And I think people, if you watch, you know, cop shows or whatever, that you see that, you know, they're putting it in bags and then it's got to be marked, and you hear about the chain of custody and all these things. Okay. That's one part of your job.
Yes. The second part is, so I also manage, the sheriff's office has what we call investigative technicians. So they are kind of what you expect from your, you know, watching CSI Miami. So they're the folks that are their crime scene investigators. They go out and, when any crime happens, mostly we're responding to like homicides or, your larger, your more serious crimes. And, so anytime that comes out, they go out there, they photograph,
yellow tape it.
Yep. they'll photograph it, take fingerprints, shoe impressions, tire impressions. Do all that. And, you know, I'd love to tell you that I'm the CSI guru, but I literally just supervise these people, and uh-huh, they are the true, heroes of the CSI world and at the sheriff's office. They know their stuff. They can talk forever about these things, but, it's an important job, and it's a difficult job in the sense that the science is always changing, and the expectations of CSIs are always changing. And
like in what way? Like, for instance?
For instance, new technologies come out.
Of course.
And new methods of collection, or things that we didn't know. For example, like DNA was a huge one. Like in back in the day, they didn't know DNA existed. Then they knew it existed, but they didn't know what it was. And then now we're here today where we're doing amazing things with DNA. So staying on top of all of the changes and all of the expectations of, you know, what a jury's going to want in a trial is important. And
well, that must be difficult.
Yes.
Because everybody watches TV, right?
Yes.
And they expect, oh, I saw this on CSI. And if you don't have that, obviously we have a doubt here, not realizing that what TV is not always real.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, some of the things they create or portray on CSI, they're fitting in an investigation that normally would take months. To complete in an hour.
That they could do a turnaround. Science could do a turnaround that quickly. However, you did have a story at the break where you were talking about that you, in one particular...
Well, let's talk about that
instance
after the break, because this is that cold case. But do you have, like, journals? Do they have, like, journals, you know, forensic journals that your guys are poring over all the time, you know, with the latest... with the latest technology and all that?
Absolutely. And not only that, but there's trainings that they're constantly striving to get to. There's webinars. So it's a job where you have to constantly stay on top of what the latest trends are, keep learning. And it's not like riding a bike. Like, they have to stay on top of it. It's a perishable skill. So they're constantly training, constantly keeping those skills sharp for themselves.
Cool. And
what Linda just brought up, let's just take an early break and come back on this, because it was really interesting when Sergeant Richardson was telling us about it, about this cold case, and how it actually was kind of like, in a way, some of the techniques were like on TV type of thing. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, been there since 1960, in the same spot since 1967. Right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or the old Subway. I've been going there since I moved to Redding in 2007. Never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478, which I did yesterday, so I can get my haircut today. Roll in, get my haircut, and leave, or I like to hang around for a while, talk to the guys, see what's going on. It's a very pleasant atmosphere, and it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. 530-244-9478. And we'll be right back with Sergeant Robert Richardson from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauch Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchlandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Uh-oh.
what day it is. Guess what day it is. Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is.
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day. Welcome to Wednesday here. You know, Monday is, the beginning of the week. Tuesday, meh, Tuesday. Nothing happens on Tuesday. Wednesday, hump day. Thursday, we're sliding into Friday. So, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us all over the world. We were getting, in fact, text messages from Greenland and ships. People were listening to us last week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Yeah, thanks a lot for that. You can also, if you miss a show, you can go back to our website again and go to programming and go to the archives. And all of our local shows are archived. And if you have the patience, you could go back 300 and something pages and listen to our first show. I don't know why you would do that. Maybe I should, because I can't. Who was on our, was it Senator Johannesson? And we had others on our first shows. Today we have Sergeant Robert Richardson, who is with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and he's their crime scene guy, and their evidence guy. And we were talking about his crime scene investigators, you know, the CSI, and how they are not sworn officers. They are experts in technology and all this. And you had told us when you first came aboard about a cold case. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not turned on, though.
All right, here we go. Let's talk about it now.
Yeah, we can talk about it now. Cold cases have, a special place in my heart, specifically because it's a time when the families, when a community didn't get justice, and it's a time when they had to live with that pain. So cold cases have always bothered me, and I know that when Sheriff Johnson came in, one of his goals was to put a lot of focus on cold cases and try to find new ways of doing that, and his administration has really taken that to heart. The Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Unit has always investigated cold cases. We've never stopped. But, you know, the problem always runs into is how many cases are the detectives pulling in? How many detectives do we have, and how do you juggle the current caseload with, these cold cases, which are difficult cases that you're talking, notes, reports, from the 80s, 90s, and now you're trying to read a detective's handwritten notes, which sometimes I can't even read my own notes. So it's a difficult thing to do, and it takes a lot of time to sit down and focus on these. So the detectives unit in whole has gotten more detectives as of late. And, in fact, we have a part-time cold case detective who's also not sworn, but he certainly helps on investigating these cold cases.
Okay, I was going
to... Fascinating.
So is he like a volunteer, or is it a paid position?
He's paid, and he's a retired police officer, so...
Okay, so, and that's what he does. Because I was going to ask you about that, because I've read about how people can volunteer in police departments and sheriff's departments to do this, to take a look at these cold cases. You know, a lot of times it's for free. And I didn't know if y'all had something like that. That was
no, we don't necessarily do that. Part of cold cases is there are most treasured files. In fact, any time or any homicide that we do, a book is created, and a homicide book. So those books are actually, once the case has been thoroughly investigated, those books actually get marked as evidence, and they're actually pieces of evidence that mm-hmm. we hold at the ID lab. So in order to be part of that chain of custody, they have to go through a thorough police background check.
Sure.
In order to
I understand
be,
that.
So the sheriff's office has had retired annuitants look at these cold cases before, but generally they're always paid and had some previous job in law enforcement or or in just the general umbrella of law enforcement.
So how do you, okay, so you take on this position and you're, brought in, sergeant. What, how did there, were there, like piles? So I'm getting this visual. There's piles of these cold cases in front of you. Are you given a list of like, all right, this is where the guy before you left off or the team before you left off, we have, you know, here's your highest priority. How does it work?
So initially, when I came to the sheriff's office, I was a detective. And essentially you get the freedom to kind of investigate on your when you have free time, which was not often, you had the freedom to pick cases, review cases. And so you hear things of previous cases. You hear things that affected you, and specifically this case, the Terry Arndt case, affected me just because of the what happened and how it affected Bernie in general.
Okay, so tell us about the case.
Yeah, I mean,
please. Some of us don't know what it
is. Like, sidebar.
Yeah, sidebar. Basically, these two 18-year-old kids, they knew each other before, and I kind of want to describe it as like maybe a first date, or reconnecting.
Yeah.
But they, it was the 80s, and
1980s.
Okay. So they're 18, they meet in Bernie, and they're gonna go out and hang out. Do what high school kids do or 18-year-olds do in the 80s. So they, Terry is the male victim's name, and, he picks her up, and they essentially are driving around looking for a spot to hang out and talk and reconnect. They knew each other in high school a little bit. And then this man, come to find out his name was Roger Schmidt, was just out on the hunt for a victim. And it's one of those scary cases where he doesn't know them. It's a random act. So he essentially, kills the male victim and then, sexually assaults the female victim shortly outside of the car. He takes her away from the car and assaults her. And then leaves her alive. Has to, and sidebar, I want to mention that Terry noticed something as they were parked. He noticed this guy had driven past them three times. And, I wanted to throw out that, there was a gunshot, or Terry had heard something and then had taken the female victim and put her in his lap and tried to protect her from, I mean, this girl that he, like, was just first meeting.
Right.
He was going to protect with his life,
right.
Her. And so he throws her in his lap and then slouches over her to protect her. And ultimately he's shot and succumbs to his injuries at the hospital. Fast forward a little bit. She's sexually assaulted. And then she has to climb on top of him. And it's 80, so we're talking manual. It's not the convenience of having an automatic anymore.
Yeah.
So she has to manually operate the car and drive it outside of the woods they were parked in. To town where they find a CHP officer, hail him down. And then the manhunt begins. And it's the 80s, so you don't have what we have today where you have cell phones and social media and so on and so forth. So they're doing good old-fashioned police work where they go and talk to everyone in town. There was a basketball game going on, so they talk to everyone at the basketball game. They're trying any way to
'cause they had a description of the guy.
Yes.
Or at least a partial description.
Yes, the female provided a description and later on provided a sketch of him with a sketch artist. And she was pretty dead on, as far as, she's as good as a victim as you can get. I mean, her description, come to find out her description and her sketch was pretty dead on. So they had a description. So they're looking for, of her and the car that he was driving. So they're looking for the car. They're looking for him. Really no leads pop up. So the case kind of – the activity kind of stops in – it started in 84, stops 85, 86. There's some reports in 87.
No suspects.
No suspects. They had ideas, but no suspects. They pick up the case again in the mid-90s, and they develop a suspect, and I won't say his name, but they develop a suspect and end up bringing him to trial, to a death penalty trial. And it was based off his, it was based off where he was at the time, his alibi, and his actions that night. They end up taken to a death penalty trial. The defense does, some good work and submits, her clothing to, private DNA lab, because DNA now is a thing.
Yes.
That it wasn't before. And they find, DNA on her clothes. They find seminal DNA. So they were able to, test that against the person that they had in custody, and it wasn't him. So the case was dismissed. The case was, dropped, and, cause obviously he wasn't the suspect. So then.
But did he look like the sketch?
He did. But I will say.
Okay.
The sketch sort of looked like every male in the 80s, right?
All
right. Like long hair, the trucker hat.
All right.
So he did look like the sketch, and so fast forward to now,
2024.
Okay. Basically DNA has gotten, and we've seen cases like, I want to say it's, we've seen cases where ancestral DNA has been used, right? So we have DNA.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a break because you're going to come back and tell us what ancestral DNA is. I know what it is, but some people may not. In the end of the story here. So, and let's just do a quick break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. And we're here with Sergeant Robert Richardson. We're talking about a cold case that was just solved by our Shasta County Sheriff's Department back from the 80s. And he mentioned ancestral DNA.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what
tell
we
us what that is.
So essentially, people submit their DNA to these websites like 23andMe, Ancestry.com.
Yeah. Like my sister did.
Yeah. So they submit their DNA to see, like, who their ancestors are and where they came from, what their ethnicity is.
Yeah.
Things like that. Well, part of that, and originally this wasn't a thing. Originally they just accessed the database. But now, when you submit your DNA to this, you check a box, if you'd like to support, criminal investigations. And essentially what that means is we can tap into that through I use a third party company called Authrum. And we tapped into that database where people consensually allowed us to test against their DNA, and we find family members that basically submitted their DNA to these databases, and we use the suspect description that we have, location description, and try and track down the family member that was matches the description and in the area at the time.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Okay. So.
Okay.
You took it. Okay, what happened?
So, we find out essentially that Authrum's a thing, or that these ancestral DNA databases is a thing, and it's a difficult thing, right? We're sending our coveted evidence out to be tested by a private lab on a technology that we have never done before. Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult decision to make give the official, yes, we're going to send, our evidence over to this lab to test. And turns out they did a fantastic job. They kept chain of custody the entire time, sent it back to us next day.
The next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we send it to them. They tested it when they were done with it. They get next day shipping. And then they extracted the DNA, and they needed, it's a different profile than, generally what's needed for the DNA database that we hold on the criminal side.
Uh-huh.
So it's called a SNP. And it requires a lot less DNA than it does to do the criminal profiles, because it's just ancestry.
And this was taken off the garment.
Yes, this was
from the 80s.
Yeah,
from the 80s,
okay.
And
yes.
She kept it. And
no,
it was,
no, they kept it.
The clothes would have been at the police in the okay.
And this is part of that chain of custody, right?
Okay,
and why
yes.
It's so important is we kept it since the 80s.
Okay,
and maintained it. And kept it free from other contaminants.
Okay,
in DNA.
Excellent.
So that's
okay.
Why it's so important to keep these pieces of items, and the chain of custody essentially.
Okay. So it came back to you, and then what happened?
So it came back to us. It took about 3 months to run that whole ancestral, the test and then to make the connections. But they essentially came back and said, hey, we think, this guy is Roger Schmidt. And so doing some background work on Roger, we found a booking photo from the 83 and it looks like the sketch, you put them together. It looks the curvature of the nose, the ears, the hair, like looks like almost the same. It was an amazing description. And essentially we find that he's living in Tucson. So we work with, the Tucson PD, who was amazing. They do a couple trash pulls for us to try and collect DNA that was, essentially it didn't provide anything. And so we just took a shot. We flew out there. I flew out there and, we ended up taking, the detective sergeant Jake Duncan out there. We ended up collecting his DNA.
He let you do that.
He didn't have a choice. We did get a court order for his DNA.
Okay.
The Tucson PD guys helped us out get a court order. And so we did get a court order. We walked in, we collected his DNA. We didn't tell him, obviously, when I was four.
Did you go to his house?
We did. He was staying at a family member's house.
So was he... Okay, go ahead. Finish your story, because I want to, like... You know.
So we collected his DNA, and Tucson PD, they have something called a rapid DNA, which is similar to CSI Miami, where we get that DNA in a couple hours. And so Tucson PD actually paid for this test using their equipment, and they were... they were extremely helpful, but they were able to get us results in 3 hours. So I was sitting at a Whataburger at midnight, and we got the detectives and I got the results that, hey, Roger is it's a match. Roger's your guy. So that feeling at midnight was, I called everyone. I called, not often you call the sheriff at midnight, but I called everyone because I was so excited.
Was this guy in custody at that time?
No.
Okay, so he was still at home, so he could have taken off.
He could have, but he had some health issues,
yeah.
And it wasn't a huge concern because of the resources that he
yeah.
had
yeah.
and the condition that he was in.
Okay.
It wasn't a huge concern of mine, but it's always in the back of your head, and we're always
sure.
talking about what happens if he does X, Y, and Z. And we had some other methods of track. We were tracking him.
Yeah, okay. So he was living with the family. He was kind of hanging out with a family member.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so then you went in, arrested him. We've only got like 5 minutes. That's why I'm trying
yeah.
to run
so we went in, arrested him, brought him back. And I'll tell you this because it's in the public accessible probable cause declaration, but he made a confession.
Okay.
So he confessed to it. So now we brought him back. We had to fly out there, fly him back. So now he's in Shasta County custody, and we're going through the court process now.
So did you find it? He killed the guy, raped the girl. Did he have other offenses?
He had other offenses, but part of his DNA was entered into a database called CODIS, where it gives like-to-like case matches. We've never had that. He said he hasn't committed offenses after that, but it's always a possibility, and so we're going to contact and in the process of contacting local PDs that he's lived in to see if maybe they have similar circumstances.
Was he living up here when it happened and then he left, or was he just kind of traveling through and he just got it into his head? Did he ever say?
He was living between here and Bernie. Yeah.
Okay, and he just decided to do it?
Yeah.
Huh. And those are the hardest cases.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, most of your cases, somebody being killed, the way I understand it, they know the person.
Unfortunately, it's the person
the
person you know, because it's generally a very heated argument or something that results from that.
Yeah, a domestic violence or guys arguing and drinking and all that, but they know each other, and you all solve those cases almost immediately.
Yeah,
but when you've got a random...
Randoms are difficult, and we just had one recently, a random probably 2 years ago, and it was difficult to solve, but our detectives are go-getters, and they constantly strive to get it, and for that, it was a triple homicide, it ended up being a triple, and they ended up solving that one.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly, too, within the first month or two.
Yeah. Wow. So. Okay. We're here with Sergeant Robert Richardson, and he's in charge of the CSI unit and the evidence unit. And how long have you been doing that?
The CSI unit, I want to say a little over a year now,
okay.
A year and a half.
Now, you'll move on to something else. I mean, that's the way you all – I mean, you come in, take over something, and then you'll get the experience in that, then you move to another.
Yeah, generally law enforcement moves pretty quickly.
That's what all law enforcement – well, that's same thing in the military. Okay. If somebody, we've got like 2 minutes. So
talk quick.
Up. Yeah. Talk quick. Tell us.
And that's essentially it. We're waiting trial. And I want to say that our detectives, the cold cases are going to get given to our detectives, who right now are just absolutely they're go-getters, and they want to solve cases.
And wonderful to have closure.
For
this woman.
Oh, absolutely.
And the family.
The woman, the family, and the community. And that's the part of solving a cold case. The best part is getting closure
for found the guy.
There wasn't, you know, I remember reading about this, but there hasn't been enough like this. You've explained how it happened, you know, how you chased him to Tucson.
Yeah.
Is there something, quickly, is there something coming down the pike that's even better than DNA? Have you heard?
I haven't heard. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be way more advancements. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more, but I haven't heard anything too crazy changing just yet.
Yeah. Okay. And we did mention the fact that we've got cameras everywhere.
Yes,
and
we do.
They're not police cameras. They're like us. We have cameras. And businesses have cameras, and that's become a big help.
Absolutely.
Well, Sergeant Robert Richardson, thank you so much for joining us today with Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, my thanks.
You really appreciate it.
This is the first time he's been on. So.
Yeah, and we're going to be giving tickets away this week for the symphony. And we're going to be talking about, we're going to be promoting Reading Roots Festival coming up.
And Saturday is the first home game of the Simpson University's football game.
Oh,
and
boy.
The coach is going to be on tomorrow. And we're going to talk about that, which we'll be broadcasting on Saturday night, Simpson football. So, a lot of stuff happening, on this weekend. Oh my, you know. Thing after thing after thing. I mean, this is now the busy season, September, October, November, and December. But have a great day out there today, my friends, and be safe, and God bless America.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.